tone in grains was set early in the trading day as all eyes were set on Washington and the annual USDA Ag Forum. In his report shortly after the opening, the USDA's chief economist noted nearly 4 million lower acres for wheat, but 2 million more bean acres and nearly unchanged corn acres versus last year. While not necessarily price negative numbers compared with the estimates, I think what turned the market negative was the forecast for weakening Chinese growth and strengthening U.S. dollar in terms of a trend heading into the end of the decade. Prices struck out new weekly lows and in some cases for corn, new monthly lows. It's therefore an uphill battle heading into the close in order to spur short covering in the row crops. I think we'd need new highs in crude oil and wheat to offset the USDA outlook. Please remember there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. We'll get more from Washington tomorrow. This is Mike Susilo. Have a good day.